Hi, hello, how are you? Welcome back to another episode of Just Random Things with Anamika podcast, where we discuss everything random from books to movies to K-pop to music, you name it, and we discuss it here on this channel. Now, again, I have been MIA, but this time it was like really not my fault. Like genuinely, it wasn't like my fault this time. I had recorded an episode and it was going to be about the entire Will Smith, you know, Jada Pinkett Smith fiasco that happened at the Oscars, which is now in old news. Nobody's talking about it. But, you know, beginning of this month, I guess, you know, it was like a very big thing, right? And everyone was just talking about it. And I also decided to kind of like, you know, hop onto the bandwagon and decided that I would also make an episode about it, and we'll talk about the entire situation and freedom of speech and toxic relationships and all that stuff. But unfortunately, for some odd reason, every single time I recorded that episode, something or else happened. Like a couple of times my audio was funny, and then sometimes it would just not upload. I'm not even lying, I like tried to record it like 8 to 9 times, and every single time there would be, you know, there either would be some issue with the audio, or there would like be some issue with just, I don't know, with the internet, or I don't know, it was just not uploading. And like after my 8th or 9th time, like I was literally counting, you know, how many times I've recorded and like uploaded it. When that failed miserably, you know, 8th and 9th time, I was like, okay, this is it. This is again a sign from the universe or whatever that I shouldn't be putting this up. So I was like, you know, screw it, I'm not going to. And that is the reason why I did not upload in the last month, because I was like so freaking fed up. First things first, you know, doing research and then like, you know, uploading the same damn thing, you know, for like so many times. And eventually I just kind of got bored of it and was like, okay, screw this shit, I'm not doing this anymore, and I'll just upload an episode in this month. So here we are with another episode, and in today's episode I'm going to talk about a couple of books, not all the books, because I don't have the time to talk about all the books that I've read, you know, in the past couple of months, but like a few books, you know, that I've read in the past month or two. So I kind of want to give a review of those books to you, and figure out, you know, if you like any of them, and probably, you know, pick them up and read them. So yeah, this is basically going to be an episode, you know, where I talk about books, you know, give you a little tiny miny review of them, and if you find it a little bit helpful, you know, and if you like any of the books, pick them up and read them. Reading is a good habit. So without wasting any more time, since the intro has been so long, let's just like dive into, you know, the list of a couple of books that I've read over a past month or two. So my first book that I absolutely, absolutely loved was A Good Girl's Guide to Murder by Holly Jackson. So I remember reading it in, I think, in the month of March or something. I don't exactly remember. But this book was amazing. It was such a good read. You know, it is a young adult mystery kind of a book, right? And it keeps you hooked, man. It keeps you hooked and keeps you guessing right from the very beginning to the very end. And it just, the plotline of it is just so interesting, you know. So it basically revolves around this girl named Pippa, who chooses a cold case for her final year project. So she basically picks up like a cold case, and which she tries to basically solve, you know, for her final school year project or something. So the case basically revolves around the murder of this girl named Andy Bell, who was murdered by this guy named Sal Singh, who was her boyfriend at that point of time. And the fact that, you know, Sal killed his then girlfriend Andy is something that is the theory that everybody believes in. right? So Pippa, however, you know, she's very skeptic of things and stuff like that. So apart from that, what you need to know, yeah, Pippa in this journey also befriends Sal's brother, whose name is Ravi, and how both of them, you know, go on solving this entire case forms, you know, the entire premise of this story, sorry, novel. So it's very interesting. It's amazing. I know I've said that before, but like, it's such a good book. You should definitely pick it up. You know, would not be a disappointing read. I promise you that. And apart from that, what else? Nothing else. You know, 10 out of 10 would definitely, definitely recommend this one. Sorry, my throat is acting up a little bit. So, the second book on my list was the much anticipated book from Colleen Hoover, It Ends With Us. I swear to God, this book has been so hyped on BookTube, on BookTok, and, you know, like, people creating montages of them, you know, like, bawling their eyes out. And like, all this hype and all this rage, you know, was something that also got me intrigued as well. And I was like, you know what, let me just pick this book up and let me read it. So I did. And did I bawl my eyes out? No. This is like the first book, you know, that I've read from the author. And it's a decent book, you know, I would not take that away from it. You know, it's a decent read for sure. And it deals, you know, with a very sensitive topic of domestic violence as well, you know, which has been dealt with very beautifully and with objectivity and as well as sensitivity, you know, how it should have been dealt with. But did it like give me ugly tears? No, it did not. But as I said before, you know, it's not a bad book. It's a decent read, and especially, you know, you're going to fall in love. You can fall in love, you know, I cannot guarantee, but you can like really like this book if you're into the genre of romance. I don't like to read romance that much. Maybe, you know, that is the reason why I did not like, you know, enjoy it that much. It was cliche, you know, in some parts. But, you know, would I say that it's a bad book? As I said before, absolutely no, it's a decent read. So let's just get on to the, you know, tiny, miny synopsis of this book. So the story of this novel revolves around the life of this girl named Lily Bloom. And there's this another guy called Ryan, his last name of, I think, forgotten. And there's this also this guy named Atlas. So it's basically kind of like, not exactly a love triangle situation, but, you know, these people, these three people are attached, you know, to each other's life. How they are attached to each other's life? Well, I'm not like giving you any spoilers or anything, you know, it's just basically something that's like written in the back of the book, right? So what happens is Lily and Atlas, they were like in a relationship of sorts, like when they were in high school, right? But then, like, you know, time like progresses forward and things happen, right? And when the book basically not like opens, you know, but we see a relationship, we see that, you know, a relationship has formed between Lily and Ryan. And then Atlas, you know, appears into their life out of nowhere. And from there, you know, how things take a turn, you know, how people figure out themselves and what they want and what love means and all that stuff, right? All of it is just like, you know, has been dealt in a pretty decent way in this one, right? So, you know, the main part of the novel basically revolves around the trials and tribulations of Lily Bloom's life and, you know, how she deals with it and, you know, how she's able to kind of like get out of it and all that stuff. So it's a decent book, a decent love story. If you're into love stories, you're going to like it much more than I did. And maybe it did, you know, it will give you ugly tears. But did it give me ugly tears or an ugly crying face? No. So, I would say, you know, it's definitely a one-time read. You can definitely read it. And again, you know, would recommend it if you really like to read romances, then this book is for you. So moving on, the third book that I read was Karen M. McManus. I hope I've pronounced her name right. So this book called Two Can Keep a Secret. So this was the book that I picked up right after I finished A Good Girl's Guide to Murder by Holly Jackson. So I had very high expectations, you know, of this book as well, because like when I read A Good Girl's Guide to Murder, you know, it had like basically set up my expectations really, really up high. And I was expecting, you know, the same from this one. I was expecting it to deliver as well, but it did not. It's a basic book. That is what it is. You know, I got bored in between. It's average, you know. I don't want to like, you know, offend people or anything, but it's like nothing like mind-bogglingly genius or anything. It was okay, you know. I lost interest in between, then I was like, okay, should I leave it in the middle of what? But then I ended up completing it, and yeah, it was like okay, you know, not that great, not that bad, somewhere in the, not in the middle, but like, you know, you catch my drift, you get my point. It was okay. Let's talk about even the synopsis of this as well. I'm going to just like, you know, read off Goodreads. Honestly, hang on, no. Because the description of Goodreads is too damn long. So let me just explain, all right. Ellery and her cousin, again, whose name I've forgotten because it was quite a long ago that, you know, I've read this book. So basically, Ellery and her twin cousin, they moved to this town called Echo Ridge. And they just go there to live with their grandma, you know, after their mother, Sadie, has kind of like, you know, she's gotten herself into a mess of some sort, right? That you figure out when you read the book. And she's also someone who's not very stable, you know, mentally and all that stuff. You know, she has some issues going on. So what's very... So there's like, you know, how should I put it, you know, without spoiling it? So there was some incident, you know, that happened with Sadie's twin cousin, which has kind of, you know, left her impacted in a very bad manner. And basically what happens is like Sadie's twin sister Sarah, she was a homecoming queen and she got murdered, right? And after like Ellery and her cousin kind of like, you know, moved to like this Echo Ridge town or whatever, weird shit like starts happening again. And then there are threats about like, oh, you know, the new homecoming queen of like, you know, Echo Ridge school would be murdered and all that. So basically Ellery and you know, there's this other guy with her, you know, they also kind of, you know, go on solving this thing. But it's not as interesting as, you know, like the premise of like A Good Girl's Guide to Murder in this one is pretty much the same, not that same, but like it's about like, okay, you know, people just like, you know, picking up a cold case and solving it. But this one is not that interesting. It's like okay-ish, you know, so you can give it a try if you want to, but it wasn't like that exciting to read or whatever. Moving on to the fourth book. The fourth book that I read was Brothers by this Indian author called Manju Kapoor. Now, Manju Kapoor is a feminist writer. Okay, that is something that I just need to put out there. And Brother is basically a story of two brothers, Mangal and Himmat, and this woman named Tapti. Now, Manju Kapoor, for the majority part, writes about women and women problems and, you know, their psyche and their life and all that stuff. Within the Indian society, and all of our works are pretty I would say impressive, at least the first two, The Difficult Daughters and A Married Woman. But Brothers is also you know, it's a decent book. And again, you know, it basically talks about even the life of two brothers, as I said before, and this woman, you know, who is who kind of like, you know, gets attached to their life, you know, in one way or the other. But mind you, it's a very long book, right? And not that long, but I think it has more than, I think, you know, it has more than like 300 pages in it. So it's basically, it talks about, you know, the family complications. It is also a political drama of sorts. You know, there is a love story that is going on. There is a good amount of adultery that is going on in this novel. So it just like is a mix of like everything, right? And you know, if you just like want to read about the complexities of emotions, and you know, like if you just want to read about even the complexities of a life of an Indian woman, right, you know, juggling between her family, you know, then what she wants and what society wants from her and all that stuff and all that jazz, then this book might appeal to you. Brothers by Manju Kapoor. And the final book on this list is called Bolna Hi Hai by Ravish Kumar. Now, people who do not know Hindi or who do not know how to speak Hindi must be like, oh my God, what the hell are you talking about? Now, Bolna Hi Hai is a Hindi book, and I think it has also been translated in English as well. Yeah, it has also been translated in English as well. Let me just like, okay, so the English translation of this book is published by Speaking Tiger, the publication, and it's in English, it's called The Free Voice on Democracy, Culture and the Nation. Yeah, The Free Voice on Democracy, Culture and the Nation. So that's the English like title of it. Now, I can read Hindi, so, you know, I read the Hindi version of it. It's basically a book that talks about, you know, the Indian political scenario, the freedom of speech in India, the journalism, the journalists, all of that stuff. Okay, and I don't think so the international readers would be interested in it, but I think, you know, people from India, you know, can give it a try. It's a good book. Read it, and yeah, you know, I've gotten to learn a lot from this one. So yeah, that was my list. Okay, this episode is quite long, and I hope, you know, you give these books a try, read them, or just like, you know, read not just these books but like some other books. It's a good habit. So yeah, I mean, we finally come to the end of this episode as well. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you in the next one.